So tonight I want to explore a little bit with you the role of community, of spiritual community. And sort of this was such a great example of sort of just connecting via rides of the importance of community, of needing each other. So after the sit, I'll talk a little bit more about how community, the role of community applies to awakening, to our waking up, to waking up to full presence. And then also how it relates to waking up around the issues of our day and the suffering around us, and how it is that through community and in community, we may be better able to respond with kindness and wisdom and compassion. So before we do that, though, I want to lead us in a little bit of a sit, a meditation. So coming into a posture that feels comfortable, taking perhaps a few deep breaths. As we arrive into this body, into this posture, into this room, noticing how it feels to begin to turn the attention inward and allowing this attention to drop into the body. You may just check your posture and see if there are any adjustments that might help you come into a sort of comfortable, relaxed, and also alert position with the back straight. The breath moving easily through the body. Noticing if there's any slight leaning forward or leaning back or leaning to the sides. And just allowing the body to come into this centered place. Relaxation has been called the door to meditation. So for the next few minutes, experiencing the body from within the body, and perhaps starting at the top of the head, allow your attention to float slowly, steadily, kindly through the body with an invitation to release. To relax. And you might spend a little bit of extra time in those places in the body that tend to be more constricted, where we tend to hold tension. And just slowly, like a gentle waterfall, allow the attention to move down through the body, releasing, letting go of tension, tightness, holding, softening. And now seeing if you can let go even more, even in a deeper way, of any tension or holding that isn't necessary for keeping the body in this posture. We carry a lot of unnecessary tension, habitual tension and tightness. Let's just see if you can, with care, relax and release. Let drop to the floor, tightness, holding, constricting that you really don't need. In meditation, there's this balance that we can uncover between relaxation and alertness. So there's opening and relaxing in the body, and at the same time, there's energy, there's presence. So that we can pay attention, be here in this moment with impeccable ease. As we still the body and come into quietness and distractions are minimized, and we feel the support of our fellow practitioners here, we can also begin to encourage the mind to settle in, settle down. One way that helps is to allow the attention to rest on some sensation, experience that's neutral and right here in the moment. So that can be the breath for many people, the sensations of air coming in and out of the body. Just allowing the attention to rest there with each in-breath and each out-breath. Not changing it, controlling, just allowing it to be just as it is, and having this alert and yet relaxed attention. Right there with the breath. Or it can be that we rest our attention on sounds. faraway sounds, nearby sounds. Sounds arise and pass away. So again, just being with that movement, that flow of sound arising, passing away. Or you might bring the attention to other sensations in the body. Such as the sensations, physical sensations in the hands. Just allowing the attention to become familiar with the present moment through attention to one of these anchors, breath, sound, other physical sensations. It's a home base that when the attention, because it will, get caught in stories, judgments, lean into the past, memories, and into the future, planning, worrying, we can just gently bring the attention back to this moment, dropping into the body and reconnecting with just the simple sensations of the breath, of sounds, other physical sensations in the body. Giving the mind a rest from all the planning, the stories, commentaries, judgments, habitual associations. Letting go of everything that happened earlier today and might happen tomorrow. And just for this time, allowing the attention, your full attention, to be just right here. This breath, this sound, connecting with this body. In meditation, we learn to steady the mind. We learn tools to allow the attention to be here in the moment. And we do that in service of opening up to what's here. Not what we think is here, not some story of here, but really connecting with the experience of sitting here in this moment. The attention drifts. No problem. No judgment. This is the tendency of the mind, the attention, to go to habitual patterns of thinking, to stray from the present moment. Just when you notice that, to again very gently relax back and open to what's here. Maybe it's a reconnecting with the sensations of breathing or other sensations of the body. Maybe we open up and there are thoughts passing through, moods. We can learn to relate to these more complex experiences like thoughts and emotions and moods gradually, little by little, in the same way that we stay present in a loose way to our breath and the sensations in the body. So with that same quality of attention that we used on the breath, we can relax back and just allow thoughts, moods, feeling states to pass through without grabbing hold of them or changing or pushing them away. Just letting go and allowing those things to arise and pass away. Where's your attention right now? Gently allow whatever's present to arise, to be here. And just allowing the attention, the awareness, the field of awareness to be large enough to allow it to rise and pass. So we'll end this meditation with a brief meditation or visualization. So just taking a few deep breaths, and if you need to re-arrive in this body, dropping the attention into the body, sensing the breath, other sensations, pressure, the chair or the floor, the touch of your clothes, your hands on your knees or lap. Now, without opening your eyes, if your eyes are closed, keeping them closed, just begin to sense the people seated next to you or in front of you or behind you. And just begin to sense their presence. Maybe the person beside you is someone you came with and know. Or perhaps not. Someone new. Someone you haven't really met yet. So just allowing the attention to include those people seated around you. And you might even picture their face. What they're wearing. And just sensing that no matter how different we are, the diversity of all of our experiences, that no matter those differences, we're all here to practice. We all desire to be loved and to feel a sense of belonging. There may be many reasons why every individual person is here tonight, but in some way we're connected in that we're all interested in waking up. And perhaps living our lives fuller, and bringing more peace and joy into our day to day. Alleviating the suffering of loved ones and the world. When I ring the bell, just very slowly open your eyes. You might look around and, in whatever way feels appropriate, smile or bow in perhaps a quieter and more attentive and stiller way, just acknowledging each other.